Baby, I'm freezing. Oh no, that blanket is not enough to warm me up. It's been a whole hour, and it's just not doing the job. I need you. Yes. This neck in particular. You still writing? Journaling? Yes, we agreed to give each other an hour of personal time in the evening. 1 hour, baby. I'm sorry, but your time is up. I need you. Like a lot. You're right, I'm not sorry at all. And if I can get you to turn around, then I'll just hold you from behind. Like this. Until you give up. Oh, I'll make you give up. What are you writing about? That anime we watched the other day? Yeah, I noticed. You were really enjoying this one. Okay, but you promised me. No, please, if you start checking your emails, it's gonna take another hour. Please. Can you do that in the morning instead? What? You like that? Oh, not cheating. What are you talking about? Me knowing how sensitive your cute, sweet ears are is not cheating. I'm just good at strategizing and getting. And I know exactly what it takes to make you give up. A whisper in your ear. Or saying how much I love hugging you from behind like. How much I want to hold you and feel your body pressed against mine. Little nuzzle into your neck and a small. Maybe even a playful bite. Since you smell so good. Just drop it already. I know you want to give up. We both want that. And I promise it'll be worth it. Please. Can we go to bed now? because it's been forever. And I missed you so much. And you can't date a girl and deprive her of attention and affection. Especially when your girl is a Nick. What? You heard it right. I said Nick. Oh, it looks like I got your attention now. I've been waiting for you to finally turn around and look at me. Yes, it was supposed to be a surprise, actually. These are the ears, and that is my tail. Well, I got so excited when watching that anime, and I figured you really like that Neko character, and did my research, so yeah. Hello, Master. Or should I say, Yaster? Yeah, I get the paws as well, but left them in our bedroom. I wanted to make a whole show out of it, as usual. But you got too excited journaling about some fictional Neko. Probably fantasizing about her when you had your own Neko waiting for you all this time. Right under your... Oh! No! What are you doing? Where are you taking me? Oh. Bedroom? Oh, so now Master is ready to give me some attention? Yes, I said Master. Oh, my human self is not enough, apparently. I don't know. I'll think about it. I had a whole program prepared for you, actually. This Neko fantasy got me really excited as well. Would you let me try some things on you? Yeah, like some relaxing kitty things. Okay. These are my paws. They're super fluffy. Can I? Super soft and fluffy. Does it tickle? A little bit? Good. No, don't move. Just please lay down. Hey, don't laugh at me. I thought that's what you wanted. Your own cat girl at your service? Showering you with attention and love. You didn't think I'd actually do something like this. Oh, It seems like you forgot just how crazy I can get for you. Especially when I notice something that excites you this much. Or maybe I simply got jealous and wanted to be the main cause of such reaction. Who knows? Okay, I'll be slowly tracing up and down with my little kitty paw. And maybe with my little kitty claws. If Master gets me upset with her inappropriate jokes once again. You can try brushing my tail if you want. Or my ears. Doesn't feel good. Yeah. I can see it on your face. You're looking so relaxed now. Yeah. My favorite expression of yours. Yeah, it's really ticklish here. On that inner side of your elbows. I think I should buy a feather for the next time. Tracing my cute paws up your shoulders to your neck. Yes, this area is a sensitive one as well. Oh. I know. I'll kiss it. Asked you to leave early today.
Yes, I was really excited to try these on you.
I guess we can move here now. We should fluff those pretty ears. Do you like that, Master?
Yes.
Yes. Can keep my paws down myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to. My Master.
You like that,
my Master. My Master.
Just look at you. You're definitely enjoying this ear massage.
And those whispers. It looks like if I act cute enough,
I can get you to do whatever I want for me.
Yes. The things you'll do for a Neko girl.
Yeah, definitely a cat spirit trapped in a human body here. Yes. I thought you'd never ask.
You want me to say?
I'll say it. It's been on my mind ever since you arrived. Anyway. Can I get some head pads from my favorite human?
Yeah. You can pet my ears as well, if you like.
You certainly know what that does to an echo.
Yeah, that feels good. You know how to make me happy. I love when you scratch in my ears, Master.
If only I could purr like an actual cat. That would be awesome, right? If only I could lay here on your chest in that cute little bundle. That would be heaven.
Well, I may lay on top of you, but it's more like a cute little mess plastered all over you instead.
You still like it, though? I think you're just too sweet to say otherwise.
My sweet human. So sweet.
You have no idea how many times I had to stop myself from biting you.
In public places as well.
You are so irresistible sometimes.
Most of the time.
I just don't know how else to show you
the intensity of my feelings sometimes.
Master, would you let me sleep next to you? Bundled up here with your arms wrapped all around me. I need your affection so much. So much.
Yes.
That's good. You know, sometimes I fantasize about being a cat. They're so free, yet if they feel like they want some affection, they can always get that from humans. They know their way with us. I mean, we
with you.
Oh, of course. I'm always down to be silly around you and explore different things with you. Actually, that's what I love about us and our relationship. I'm not afraid to be myself around you. To be silly, clumsy, clingy.
No. I'm the lucky one. You deserve it, baby. This and so much more.
You've been so busy with work lately.
Yeah, you've been working hard.
I can see how tired and stressed and just exhausted you've been lately. You haven't taken any time for yourself lately. And I'd be a bad girlfriend if I didn't remind you of how important that is. And by the way, this is my duty as your devoted familiar to make sure you get rest.
My master is getting sleepy. Yeah. I can see your eyes getting all dizzy. Don't worry, baby. You can drift off. Yes. Do you want me to give you some relaxing ear scratches, maybe? To ease your mind before sleep? So that you see only the best. I'm here at your service. Yes, dear.
Oh, I was definitely competing with that character this whole evening. Are you kidding me?
So I'm better. Thank you. I'm glad that we both agree on that, Master. My favorite you. I'm so happy when you're happy. When you smile like this. I'm so happy that I can actually do something for you and cause that playful grin. I'll do anything for that grin. For you, my favorite human.